Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to a slightly unusual snippet from the We Made a Beer team. I'm Louise.
I'm Lucy.
And yes, we're both very much aware that it's been quite a while since you've last heard from us, so sorry about that. But in exciting news, we've been busy working on a brand new podcast series hosted by the lovely Lucy and produced by myself.
The Odd Duck Drinks podcast discovers curious drinks for curious drinkers. Because, as you know, we love beer, but our drinking habits are far from monogamous. We want to learn more about all the drinks that tickle our taste buds and our curiosity. Over the course of the series, we'll be exploring the world of drinks, from beer, cider, sake and gin to tea, coffee and kombucha. We'll discover drinks from all over the globe, from our hometown of London to the mountains of Ethiopia and the rice fields of Japan, from the sun-baked vineyards of southern Spain to the frozen depths of midwinter Canada. I'll be chatting to the experts to learn where and how these wonderful drinks are made, what styles to look out for, and how to get the most out of every sip.
Here's a little taste of what's to come from the Odd Drop Drinks podcast.
I think this is probably the least commercially viable beer ever made. Maybe the most expensive, I'm not quite sure. If I were to sell them and try and just break even on this project, they'd have to cost something like £600 a bottle, which tips it over the £1,000 a pint mark.
I think one of my favourite stories, most people consider it to be a myth, to be honest, but is this goat herder, Caldi. He discovered that his goats were acting a bit strange when they were eating the fruit of this shrub, which we know to be coffee. So he brought the cherries back, and the head of his community got quite angry, threw them on the fire and made a delicious smell, obviously, as we know coffee does when we roast it. And from there, we discovered that we could make coffee.
The vintage that you're trying right now is 2015. It wasn't a very cold winter, which is great for us as humans, not so great for ice wine. But that's one thing about Niagara is that we always get those freezing temperatures. So we're actually the only region in the world that can successfully make ice wine every single year.
Ah! No more tea. And I mean, at this time, tea is fetching enormous sums of money in the UK. It's kept under lock and key. You know, the lady of the house wears a key on a chain around her neck to open the tea caddy. A pound of tea costs the same as it would cost to employ a butler for a year. It's excessively expensive, highly taxed. There's a huge black market in smooch, which is fake tea. So, I mean, it's big business.
If you pay £30 for a bottle of sherry, if it was equivalent to a still wine, what you'd be getting would be like a Grand Cru wine from one of the great wine regions, from a great producer, and it wouldn't be £30 a bottle, it might be £3,000 a bottle. So in terms of value and quality ratio, it's off the scale.
The king of cider apples is called Kingston Black. It's known as a bitter sharp. So yes, it's got the wonderful rich tannins, but it's also got some acidity as well. There's lots of other ones. Tremlett's bitter. It turns your mouth inside out. It's so bitter. There are some good juvenile double entendres, really. So yeah, there's a brown snout, hen's turds, sheep's head and pig's nose. Slack McGirdle is always a favourite.
The scope and the range of different kombuchas out there is just amazing to me. I mean, it's very similar to beer or wine. You can choose a kombucha that's more sour for the evening time when you're out and you want something a bit punchier, or you can get something which you can have in the morning with your breakfast. And I'm not a massive fan of alcohol, but I love to socialize. So I like having something that kind of fits nicely in that space.
The Odd Drop Drinks podcast is available now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. Either click the link in our episode description or open up your search. Type in O-D-D-R-O-P and put us in your ears again. And while you're there, hit subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. For now, though, keep on drinking curiously.
Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.